High pressure will build into the region for the day today from the upper Great Lakes. Its stay will be brief, however, as a wave of low pressure will move to the east of the region overnight and tomorrow. Now, that disturbance that brought clouds and a few patches of rain to some sections this weekend has finally moved further east and weakened. And after a cool and foggy start for some, we'll have a pretty nice day with some sunshine and warmer temps for a bit. Clouds will move in this afternoon from southeast to northwest, and this will be enough instability building due to the warm temperatures that a few rumbles of thunder and spotty showers are not out of the question. Temperatures should rise into the 70s across the region this afternoon, but low pressure trekking up the coast may bring a few showers overnight and more south of the Capital District, with lows falling into the 40s and 50s. Clouds and showers will linger Tuesday as the system begins to pull away from the region late in the day. Expect plenty of clouds and patchy drizzle lingering perhaps all the way into Tuesday night. Heading into the middle of the week, a backdoor cold front is starting to drop through the region. That may trigger a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon. Temperatures should reach the upper 70s and low 80s for many of us as we head through midweek. Heat and humidity is looking to build late in the week as that cold front travels back north as a warm front, allowing warmer and more moist air into the region. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, there's an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across southwestern Kansas, western Oklahoma, and west Texas. There's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the upper Mississippi Valley southward across the central and southern plains, and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from the upper Great Lakes southward across the central and southern plains and the western Gulf Coast. Severe thunderstorms are possible across the southern and central plains into the upper Mississippi Valley today. Large hail, damaging winds, and a few tornadoes are possible. A broad area of southwesterly flow aloft will extend from the southwestern continental U.S. into the upper Mississippi Valley, west of a mid-level ridge becoming centered over the upper Great Lakes, and a cutoff low over the mid-Atlantic region. A weak disturbance over the southern Great Basin will reach the central high plains late this afternoon. At the surface, a cold front will decelerate eastwards and eventually become quasi-stationary from northern Minnesota into the central plains late this evening. A dry line will extend southward across the central and southern high plains. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low of 17 degrees at Mammoth Lakes, California on Sunday, to a high Sunday of 98 degrees at Midland and Pecos, Texas. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, it'll be partly sunny with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms this afternoon with a high in the lower 70s, a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming east this afternoon. In Boston, mostly sunny, a high temperature near 70 degrees today, a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming east in the afternoon. And in Buffalo, it'll be sunny and warm with a high in the upper 70s and a light wind out of the west. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 72 degrees with a record of 93 set in 1964. Normal minimum temperature is 49 degrees with a record of 36 set in 1967. Sunrise and sunset data for today, May the 23rd, sunrise at 5:25 a.m. and sunset at 8:19 p.m. And for tomorrow, May the 24th, sunrise at 5:24 a.m. and sunset at 8:20 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. For today, mostly sunny, a high in the upper 70s, a light wind out of the northeast, and tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with patchy fog this morning, a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s and a north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, a chance of thunderstorms this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy with a chance of showers overnight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, as well as Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-70s and a light northeast wind. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers overnight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny today with a chance of showers and storms this afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms in the evening, then showers after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny today with a slight chance of showers and storms this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s, a chance of storms this evening, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers overnight, lows in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast for Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, highs in the upper 60s and low 70s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny with a chance of an afternoon shower or storm, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Thursday, mostly sunny and warm, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Friday, partly sunny, a chance of afternoon showers and storms, a high temperature near 80. And Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of afternoon showers and storms, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.